Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having a magnificent day today. Hope you guys had a blessed weekend. It's a wild world we live in. Been going through some of the news articles and stuff earlier today, and not much ever seems to surprise me anymore, Dad. So, still a blessed day as always. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Beautiful day, no chemtrails. You know, sadly here, many times that I have to report on chemtrails is that, you know, it becomes a focal point, and there's nothing we can do about that because the deep state, which I'm going to talk about in just a few minutes, is deeply, deeply, deeply in charge of the chemtrails. Deep state meaning the international banking cartel crime families that run the planet via the Federal Reserve systems of bank credit that basically issue bank credit and loans to different countries, emerging markets around the world, which then subject them to usury and force them into compliance with their wishes and goals and dreams and basically their slavery routines. That's the deep state. But anyhow, I got some good news for you. This is interesting. You guys are going to like this. I have a source who was at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve who contacted me, who knows President Trump personally, who knows the Trump boys personally. And he sent me multiple audio text messages telling me what he found out about what's going on around the country and with the government shut down directly from the sons of Donald Trump. And I mean, this is firsthand information from my friend who I've known for 14 years, who's a dear friend of mine, and he has never given me a line of nonsense. He's always told me the truth. So here it goes. He told me he spoke in depth to both Trump boys on New Year's Eve. He said, in attendance there at Mar-a-Lago were some of the richest people in the world, the richest person from Australia, like one of the richest people from the Ukraine, one of the richest people from Russia, all of them attending Trump's his New Year's Eve ball at Mar-a-Lago. Trump, of course, was not present. He was there busy in the White House, you know, while the government's being shut down, or on his right way to visit the troops over in Iraq. Now, here's what my friend told me. Both the Trump boys say that Donald Trump has a lot of different plans on what he's doing, including having the food stamps shut down, government services shut down, etc., that he wants his legacy to be the wall, that he fully intends to run for president and expects to win the presidency in 2020. That is, he's doing everything he can in his power to fight these corrupt people who run the planet. Quote, my friend said, he had never realized just how corrupt government was, how corrupt the people are who are in government, and how big money runs the world. He said that in order to be president of the United States, you basically have to have a lot of money, and you have to have the right contacts with the right people, because all these guys are in it for the money. He also said that it is so corrupt, and the reason these guys get along with each other, they all have mutually assured self-destruction. In other words, they know so much crap about each other and so many bad things about each other that in the event that one of them goes down, they're all taking everybody down. And we see that, of course, with the Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton cabal. Now, yep. That's what he told me. In addition to that, he said that Trump is going to go as far as he has to. He doesn't care how long the government gets shut down, because he said that the people who put Trump in office, they don't care if the government shuts down. They want him to do what he said he was going to do and build the wall. And so they don't care how long it has to take. Trump doesn't care how long it has to take. The government wall is going to shut down. And he also made the comment that when the food stamps stop, that the people are going to start putting a lot of pressure on their representatives in D.C. and the Congress guys. And Trump doesn't care if they get reelected or not, especially the Democrats, and that he's going to just put the pressure on them that way. So now, this is a two-edged sword. Now, here comes my comments on this. I believe that Trump is a deeply compromised, deeply conflicted human being. They told me that they have pretty much released all of the hardcore evidentiary information, like the porn stars and all this other stuff on Trump that they have, and that Trump's pretty clean other than that. Now, what they won't release, and this is my opinion, is this: his involvement with the Rothschild banking cartel. Now, tell me why. Here we go. When Trump was bailed out in the late 80s, when he was in bankruptcy by the Rothschild Bank, and they basically refunded him to the tune of billions and billions of dollars, nobody wants anybody anywhere in the media to know about that. And why? Yep. Because nobody wants to focus back on the cockroaches running underneath the refrigerator 12 o'clock at night when you turn the lights off and on. They don't want you to do that. That's these guys. That's the deep-seated cabal, international, banker, Luciferian weirdos who drink blood and torture people in the middle of the night. That's who these guys are. And they don't want to be seen. You see Trump the other last couple weeks ago. He started shaking the branches of the Federal Reserve, though he can't get rid of the Federal Reserve chairman. And the Federal Reserve chairman said, I will not resign. But he now is backing off on these massive interest raise things that he was doing with the government because he doesn't want to have the tree shaken like Andrew Jackson shook the tree. So now, so you're telling me, are you still supporting Trump? I support the president of the United States. You guys know that. Personally, as far as Trump is concerned, until he shows me something different than he's already shown me with people like Gottlieb and the FDA and people like Kavanaugh, I don't really believe a lot of this stuff that I'm hearing, even from my sources, as far as Trump has all of this integrity and all of this ability to do all of this stuff. I think that he's in over his head with the deep state. I think he knows that. And I really believe he's trying to do the best he can around the edges and not get himself assassinated. I've said that before. So it's just part of the game with these guys. And I do believe also that if they really, really had a lot of really bad information on Trump, I mean, come on, think about it for guys. Having sex with a pornography star, you know, a doggone skank, I mean, you know, and having her come forward and write a book on it and putting it on every talk show, that's pretty doggone awful for a sitting president of the United States to have done to them. He's been attacked more by the media and all this peripheral stuff than any politician I've ever seen, and it hasn't stopped. It's given CNN like all-time rating size because they've been able to basically keep the stories about Donald Trump going nonstop, 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 nonstop. But people like Jeff Bolton are now saying that he will no longer allow the troop withdrawal in Syria. I told you guys a few weeks ago when Trump said, see this again, why did Trump put him in? Why in the world did Trump say he was going to withdraw the troops? I told you, it's not part of the Greater Israel Project. It's not part of the Zionist Project. It's not part of that. These guys are so concerned about basically bringing in the rapture and starting World War III, they're not concerned any longer about what they do as far as the day-to-day things that are involved with all of this stuff. Bolton threatens Syria and says the U.S. troop withdrawal is on hold. Permanent U.S. military bases on the Syrian-Iraqi border are to be built. Guys, this is something that is ridiculous. I mean, Bolton supposedly worked for Trump. But remember, Bolton is a hardcore Zionist, a hardcore warmonger, a hardcore I want World War III, a hardcore I'm going to start another conflict with another country so I can go bomb more people kind of guy. Now, why in the world did Trump put him in? This is a war cabinet he has now, and he has Bolton in there. So I find it extremely interesting that, again, I told you guys a few weeks ago when he said he's going to remove people from Syria, I said on my show, I believe, semi-quoting it, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, guess what, guys? We're not going to see it. What do you think, Austin?
No, it was well said. There's a lot of different factions that are going on right now, and I do believe that Trump is trying to do his best in his position to make America what it once was. I do believe that. I think he's a true nationalist. I think he's a hardcore American. I do think he's a patriot at heart. I do think there's a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes, and I think there's a lot of people that are helping support him from a patriot standpoint from within, but I think they're heavily outnumbered, honestly, because when you start dealing with the Rothschilds, you start dealing with the CIA, and you start dealing with all the different black op operations that are constantly going on, and the IRS and everything else, you realize that you're fighting an outnumbered battle. Can you win? Possibly, but you got to really, really play the game the best you can. And the problem is, he's had to compromise on a lot of stuff, as Dad just said, with Bolton, as we saw with Gottlieb. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on right now that I'm still not okay with. One of those I'll get to in a second. But this government shutdown thing is pretty strong leverage. And, you know, I talked to somebody earlier today. They said, you know, they said the wall really isn't going to make that big of a difference as far as stopping illegal immigration. I said, no. I said, yes and no. I said, yes, from a standpoint of will it actually stop people from figuring out a way to get in the United States, not completely. A wall is never completely 100% as far as impenetrable. There's never a wall that's ever been fortified at that point where it's never penetrated at some point in time. So I get that aspect. However, what this has turned into now, and I talked about this on the Hagman Show the other night too, This is a symbolic movement significantly now. This is significantly showing the American population and being the voice of the American population that we no longer want to stand for this hardcore leftist communist ideology where we'll spend tens upon tens of billions of dollars every year on meaningless topics, on money to other countries that do for us nothing. It's funny, I saw an article earlier how this, I don't even remember, one of these new hardcore left liberal feminist communists that's gotten in Congress now, and she was saying how we have to focus on more important things and more financially profitable things in the government right now than basically spending $5.5 billion on a wall. And I thought it was ironic because if you guys saw last week, I talked about it. The first thing they did was push $54 billion worth of new bills that Congress tried to push, which all of them obviously got defeated. I mean, they nobody even took them seriously. But $54 billion, some of those basically increase international abortion, other those to give more foreign aid, other those to give more countries more military support. I mean, just, I mean, total off the wall waste of money. Let's see how fast we can basically just fire hydrant our money away into the ocean and watch it float off. I mean, just asinine. Yet they're playing this card where we're not doing the wall because it's $5.5 billion. The wall is now symbolic. The wall is a representation of the patriot community in the United States that's saying enough is enough. We want to start fortifying our borders. There's a reason why every single country throughout history has always had walls surrounding their borders. I mean, look at what China did with the Great Wall. This has been something that has always been done repeatedly, and you have to have a first line of defense from people to keep people from penetrating into your country. So this is not all about just, oh, if we get a wall, it's going to stop everything, it's going to be the end-all, be-all, no more legal immigration. By no means is am I saying that at all. But what it's going to do is it's going to be a start, and it's going to be a significantly symbolic gesture to show that the American population, the patriots, are still alive, still strong, and still kicking, and we want something done about what is going on with the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that are coming to this country every single year illegally and leeching off the system, as we have seen now that illegal entitlements as far as welfare is over $130 billion a year now, as far as when you add everything together collectively. So when you talk about spending $5 billion to start a wall, you're talking about, I mean, almost pennies on the dollar compared to how much money we're spending every year, and nobody wants to discuss it. Now, back to what I was going on to Gottlieb. You guys know Gottlieb worked with GlaxoSmithKline. Gottlieb also worked with Merck, as far as a lot of these guys work hand-in-hand with these different pharmaceutical companies, making vaccinations, making pharmaceutical drugs, so forth. Well, as we know, the FDA is pretty much completely and totally compromised, and hence we see that exactly with Gottlieb. I'm going back into this now. Right before Christmas, December 21st, 2018, nobody talked about this, but the U.S. FDA, headed by Gottlieb, approved a new combination of a hexavalent vaccine called Vaxillus that includes antigens for six different diseases now: diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, hepatitis B, poliomyelitis, and influenza type B. This is one of the most aggressive vaccines ever manufactured known to mankind, as far as the different antigens they have in this. The vaccine manufacturers Sanofi Pasteur and Merck jointly developed Vaxillus, which has now been approved by the FDA to give in three doses to children starting at 6 weeks old. Children will then also have to get a separate dose of DTaP vaccine to complete the primary pertussis vaccine series before age four. They're going to start this six-figure, as far as vaccine, six different antigens in it, starting at ages 6 weeks old, and it got approved by the FDA with little fanfare. Drawbacks to the multivalent vaccine include high risk of pain, swelling at the injection site, and Merck's MMR vaccine in particular, a higher incidence of cerebral seizures in children under age four. When you pull out the sleeve on this vaccine, stated clearly, under warnings and precautions, includes possible temperatures over 105 degrees within 48 hours. Collapse or shock-like state within 48 hours. Persistent and inconsolable crying lasting more than 3 hours within 48 hours. And seizures with or without fever within 3 days from this vaccine. The product INSA reports even high rates of minor adverse reaction among children receiving the experimental vaccine in clinical trials. Rates of minor adverse reactions varied by a number of doses of Vaxillus received. Adverse reactions 0 to 5 days followed any dose. Irritability 55%. Crying inconsolably 45%. Injection site pain 44%. Injection site erythema 25%. Loss of appetite 23%. Fever 19%. Injection site swelling 18%. Significant vomiting and diarrhea 9%. These are the regular adverse, minor adverse reactions that were occurred in a significant portion of the population that received this vaccine. And this got approved by the FDA, headed by Gottlieb, with very little fanfare. Now, adding more and more and more vaccinations to these tiny little children at 6 weeks of age, Dad. So, yes, that is something that I absolutely 100% do not support, nor I have agreed on with President Donald Trump's choice with Gottlieb heading the FDA. So, yes, do I think he's doing strong right now and pushing the Patriot agenda with not allowing to compromise himself to compromise on the border wall? Absolutely 100%. But I still think there are a lot of things that need to be addressed, and that's why we do this on this show. This is why we bring these topics up, because I go back and forth. You guys know, when he does something positive, I'll talk about it. But when he does something negative, I talk about it. Because there's certain things that we have to understand that are going on right now that we cannot be okay with, and we cannot allow to be overshadowed by simply one other good gesture that negates another bad gesture. These things need to be brought to light, and of course, the more we talk about them, the more we bring them up, and the more people that know about them, the better chance we have of changing it for a more positive outcome, Deb.
Okay. I was going to cover that same story. Can't do it any better. I'll let that go because you did an excellent job on it. Here's the problem with all of this stuff, and Austin's exactly right. Sabbatean Kabbalists, no comment.
Yep.
Israel, no comment. Third Temple, no comment. Shabbat, no comment. Zionism, no comment. Federal Reserve Bank, some comments. There's so many things that are basically underlying things that are causing so many problems in the world that we don't talk about. Rather, we talk about Trump's porn star or Trump's affairs or the wall. The wall is a very safe topic to talk about because basically it keeps everything else out of the media. 5G. Let's talk about 5G. Let's talk about the vaccinations. I mean, this six-in-one vaccine is a nightmare. It's like something. It's something like they developed in hell, and they just don't want it in hell. Let me explain something to you about something about children. I never told you guys this. The first 6 or 7 years of life, I've told many listeners, and I've done many seminars on this, is the formative years on a child, in which these are the years that you can really train a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they're not to depart from it. This is those years. Now, why does that happen? Here's why. Children are in a theta brainwave state. It's almost like they're in a mild form of hypnosis. They really don't know where they are or where they fit into the world until about the age of 7. They really haven't established true consciousness yet. They don't understand what's going on. They're in a suggestible state. When they walk outside, they see billions of points of data that they're processing. Billions of trees, billions of this, billions of that, just data point, you know, just individual points of light coming into their eyes, training their brain, building dendrites, building neurons, doing all of the things that develops in a brain. Now, but they don't really have any consciousness. They're kind of just young, and they don't really know what they're doing. That's why they'll walk out in the street and get run over by a car. They'll go sit down in an ant bed, not realize until the ants are all over them, they're in an ant bed. They'll get bit by a snake because they want to go play with it because they don't realize it's a pit viper. All these things with kids. Now, once a kid turns around 7 years of age, they basically develop a consciousness, and then at that point in time, it's primarily repetition and intensity of the repetition that changes their behavioral pattern. It's the first 6 or 7 years that determines if that child, in most cases, is going to be successful as an adult or poor. If the parents are continually putting the child down and programming his subconscious, which is all this being programmed in the first 6 or 7 years, telling him how broke he's going to be, how poor he's going to be, how horrible he's going to be, how dumb he is, all this stuff. You say that to a young child, they don't have a filter. They don't have a filter. They think you're telling them a fact, and they develop a comfort zone or an area in which they're comfortable in living based on their subconscious programming the first 6 or 7 years, and it's very difficult to change that. That's why invariably children who come from high net worth families tend to be high net worth people when they grow up. People who tend to be poor and in poverty tend to be poor and in poverty when they grow up. Now, there's ways you can change that. You can change it through affirmation or through prayer. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You repeatedly tell yourself that. And gradually, even if you're an adult, you can change where you are and how you live by believing God and having faith to change it. But it's a lot easier to put it in to start with than make it program. Now, how am I tying that into a 6-in-1 vaccine? You must ask. Tell me, Ted. If you could give enough kids enough drugs and enough vaccines at a very, very young age, they never really reach consciousness to become autistic. They never have the ability to reach concrete rational thought. They basically remain empty vessels because their consciousness never really is there. It's a lot easier for demonic possession. And they say, well, that sounds weird. I didn't say it didn't sound weird. I was telling you what happens. And so you basically have this willing vessel they could do whatever they want to do with that's not going to kick against the goad. That's all goes also a kick against the goad for those of you who aren't Christians or haven't read the Bible. What that means is back in the old days, they would have a set of matched oxens and they'd have to be pulling a wagon and they'd have two oxens pulling one wagon. And they had spikes that were sticking out from the wagon that were called goads. And to keep the oxen pulling together simultaneously and not one kicking or one being left behind, making the other one do all the work, they put these sharp wooden spikes. Those were called goads. And the oxen would learn very quickly not to kick against the goads. That's what that means. So if you don't want your kids kicking against the goads, you drug them into a submission, into a stupor, and you lower their IQ scores. And all of these things are being done right now to what's happening with the children. Secondly, we've got all of these children now that are going to become wards of the state as they get older. And all of these things occur with relative ease in our today's economy. I mean, we have 1 in 32 children now coming down with autism, which makes the parents who have these children, if they have one child with autism, they say, I don't want to have any more kids. I can't take it. It's too much work. It's too much responsibility. Don't want to go any more than this. They stop. All of this is being done to reduce the population, have willing vessels, according to some people, some researchers say that as far as demonic possession. I don't know. All that seems really weird to me. And also making them wards of the state. But the main thing that they're doing is they're destroying the children, and we have to be aware of what they're doing. And they don't want us to continue to have kids. It's like, you know, and they try to scare us. Like now we found out the thing with Ebola was a big blow up. There was no Ebola in Sweden. All of this stuff. We also know now with the Trump border wall, I'm sorry, with the Trump shutdown of the government, that IRS is not going to be sending refund checks. Guys, yeah. This is a big, 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 big deal. Now, one other thing I want to talk about real quick, since we're talking about this race thing with the kids and everything else. Identity politics has basically stopped scientific research into genetically based IQ differences. Now, you say, what does that mean? I've talked about this before, and Paul Craig Roberts did a story on this today. I want to cover this. I'm going to give the show back to Austin for a minute. What happens is this. If I tell you the average IQ of a Somalian is 59, you say, well, that's racist. Okay, well, how's that racist? You test them, they got a 59 IQ. Well, you can't do that. You can't say that. But they are. They're 59. And when you breed a 59 with 120, you're going to probably end up with about an 80 or 90. It's just the way it works from a genetic standpoint. Can't talk about that. Same thing happened in Russia. And I want to share this with you. I've talked about this before. There was a quack Soviet scientist. His name was Truflin Lysitsko. And he used politics to destroy Soviet genetics as far as working in agriculture. And it ended up causing a huge problem back in the 30s and 40s with this guy basically destroying a lot of the ability of Soviet Union to basically produce food. And what ended up happening, many of them starved to death. Then Stalin got together and he decided he basically wanted to go ahead and get rid of these farmers who were unwilling to listen to him. Now, these farmers have been doing farming for that, you know, hundreds of years. Sometimes, you know, they had some of the bigger farms, they were 50, 70, 80 acres, which is pretty big, and they had their own livestock, et cetera. Well, he decided that he did not want these farmers to do this because he said that they were basically not going like they were supposed to be, and they basically were bad people. And he said that they basically were, you know, basically not being good socialists. Now, the thing about all of this stuff about this is that he basically said that these people basically were against the state. So he went in and killed, listen to this, millions and millions and millions of these agricultural producers, basically saying they were greedy and they wouldn't give all their stuff to the state, which then they were the only ones who could produce food. So they ended up starving Russia to death. And then we had 50 to 60 million people die. I mean, this is what happens under collectivism. You take the people, you see right now in South Africa, they've taken the farmers off the lands that know how to raise crops, and they basically get them off, they kill them, right? They don't want to leave, and they put people in there who have no idea what they're doing. Why is that okay with anybody? See, this is what the Democrats are going to do. The blithering idiot from New York or wherever she is now, the one new one that just came in, now she's just come in and she's saying she wants a 70% income tax structure. And see, all of this stuff boils right back down to that book Ayn Rand wrote, you know, Atlas Shrugged, in which you take the top producers and you go in and you penalize them for production that they finally say, I've had enough, we're going to quit, we're not going to do this anymore. And this is the problem with the tiered income structure. When you have people that are high producers who really know how to hire. And here's the thing. Let's say, for instance, I'm some multi-billionaire, which I'm not, and I've got 1,000 people who employed for me, which I don't, or 10,000 people that I don't. And what ends up happening is you go, okay, well, Ted Brewer needs to pay 100% in income tax, and Ted Brewer says, I quit. Well, then all 1,000 people lose their jobs. That's what they don't understand. And when Stalin hanged them by the thousands, and he had hanged them in public view and let their bodies dangle so everybody would see what he was doing. And what it did, it didn't create what he wanted. It just got everybody madder and madder and madder until he hanged everybody. See, this is the problem that you have with collectivism. Sooner or later, the people say, we're not going to put up with it anymore. See, this is the problem when you don't look at something like IQ scores. And now Germany right now, they've got their whole right-wing party is about to succeed and say they're not going to be involved and support anybody else if the doggone immigration doesn't stop. Because people are finally starting to realize, Austin, it's all about the New World Order. And Angela Merkel now is going out of office saying there is absolutely no reason to listen to the wills of the people, or the people have no right in deciding where the country goes. I mean, this is going nuts. The problem is, over in France right now, they arrested one of the top guys who was involved with the Yellow Vest movement this past week, and now they've had massive, massive rioting again in France this weekend. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people involved. And guys, it's spreading all over Europe because everybody's had enough of it. We have to develop a strong structure and have nationalism again and protect the people of our country. And until we get a wall up or some type of way to stop the wall, it's not gonna help. And I told my friend today, who went to the Mar-a-Lago party, I said, well, the biggest problem with the wall is the fact that it's the human trafficking and the drugs coming across. And he said, yes, you're right. He goes, 70% of all human trafficking is coming through Mexico into the United States. 70%. And he goes, quite frankly, he said, there's groups in Washington now that are working with Trump trying to stop that because he realizes it's a major problem. Again, listen to me, friends. You guys, I can't be any more honest than I am today on the show. The problem is, again, is that when you have a cabalist group of people who run the Federal Reserve banks that are Luciferians, and they want to have human trafficking, and they want everybody addicted to opiates, and they want to bring in $1 trillion worth of heroin into the United States anymore through organized crime, you have to fight all these groups all at the same time, along with your idiots in Congress who are compromised because of their perversions. So he's got an interesting road to hoe in front of him. And quite frankly, a lot of people are saying, well, we may have martial law, we may have this, we may have that because of rioting in the streets. Well, quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, if it takes rioting in the streets, as long as nobody's getting hurt or killed, and we have protests all over the United States to wake the people up in the United States to get their stinking fluoride IVs out of their arm and say, hey, we've got a problem and we need to address it. If it takes that to get these idiots out of Congress who constantly vote for the same stuff because of they've been compromised, if it takes rioting the streets or good protests without a bunch of rioting people getting hurt, whatever it takes, we need to have that. The problem we're going to have again, though, guys, is that the media in the United States, even if we have protests, won't report on it. They won't. They won't talk about it. Why? Until it gets to the point where it becomes overwhelmingly riots or protests all the time, like in France and in Europe, they're not going to report on it until they can no longer ignore it. Why? Because they control the media, and they don't want you to wake the heck up. That's the problem. And Austin, until we, the people of the United States, say enough of collectivism, enough of these blankety-blank communists, mean, we were trying to, McCarthy tried to warn us in the 50s. They basically drove him nuts. I mean, he tried to warn us what they were doing, and everybody, and the media slammed him because they controlled Hollywood until we wake up and realize that the communists and the Luciferians and these Sabbatean Kabbalists and these same guys that caused the Russian Revolution that are here trying to do the same thing to us right now, the same guys that killed 50 to 60 million of their own people, they want to do the same thing in the United States, including reducing our population by hundreds of millions of people, by hook or by crook or by death or by plague. They don't care because they hate you, they hate me, they hate God, they hate Jesus. They have an atavistic hatred towards Christians. They blame everything on Protestants and on Catholics and on Christians, all of it. Everything's blamed on them and on us because these guys want to be God and they're not. They think they are because we were created in God's image. They know that. And they're so angry that we weren't created. They weren't created in God's image because they're in the Father's image of Lucifer that they hate us, they're jealous of us, and they'll do everything in their power that they possibly can to destroy God's creation. And that's what the Word of God says, including creating a society in which every thought is evil all the time, just like it was in Genesis chapter 6, just like it was in the days of Noah. And guys, to my dying breath, as long as I live, and I don't care if I live to be 63, 64, or 150, I'm going to continue to tell you guys the truth every week. I will not compromise on what I'm telling you. If I was forced for some unknown reason to compromise, I would shut the show down, let Austin do it by himself. I'm not going to do it. I am not going to shut up. I'm going to continue to tell you guys who and what's going on and why these guys are doing it. But all of this stuff with the wall, all of it, it's more smoke and mirrors to control the media and more stuff for us to be involved in so that we don't look at the real thing in 5G and the 20,000 satellites they're putting in orbit right now as we speak to control us, to bombard the entire planet with high levels of microwave radiation. Why don't we talk about that on a political standpoint? Why don't we talk about the millions of children that go missing every single year? Why don't we talk about the $1 trillion of heroin coming in out of Afghanistan right now? Why don't we talk about that crap instead of talking about, oh, it's a border wall, and we're funding, our funding is shutting down? No, because nobody wants to talk about the real issues. China's not about to start World War III with us. So many alternative news agencies and groups now, all they're talking about, China's about to start World War III. China's about to start World War III. China's about. No, they're not. That's, again, more obfuscation to get you off the real news. If you're listening to groups of people and all they're talking about, and I'm talking about the primary news they're talking about, is this border thing or China or whatever, guys, it's obfuscation. Nobody wants a nuclear exchange. China doesn't want it. Russia doesn't want it. We don't want it. And certainly these off-world entities that have already stopped several of them, they sure don't want it. Why? Because they don't want to destroy their own infrastructure and their own 5G network, and they don't want to destroy the slavery they have in the United States and the world because of what they've done to our minds, because of what they've done to us with this 5G and the fluoride. They don't want us to wake up. But what they will do is they will reduce the population of the planet, but they will not destroy their own infrastructure. They will not do what God did in Genesis chapter 6 and do a continental plate shift, changing all the tectonic plate and stress plates and changing all the magnetic ley lines, turning off all the stupid pyramids that we're using back then as energy field generators. They're not going to shut that off again. They didn't do it the last time. God Almighty himself did it, and they're not about to nuke us. They're not going to do it. Now, they may say they nuked us in some foreign country or in some foreign city or whatever, and they may plant their own dirty bomb. They may do that. Say, we're at nuclear war, blah, 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 and then start all of this stuff up in the media. But as far as a full-blown nuclear volley exchange of all the nuclear warheads on this planet, it would be Armageddon for everybody. We've been in a nuclear wasteland, and everybody would be dead. And even these leaders that we have in Washington, they're not that stupid. Huh. What do you think, Oz?
That was really well said. I've heard a lot of people, too, bantering about the whole thing with China. Always remember, too, guys, with China, I mean, just I think last year alone, U.S. imports from China was $506 billion. Almost half $1 trillion. We absorbed their crap. All their cheap Chinese stuff came in the United States for $500 billion. There'd have to be a pretty significant situation that occurred for China to do a full-blown mock invasion of us to figure out how they could take over the United States, and at that point in time, shut down any and all commerce. Remember, if we went to a full-blown World War III with China, commerce stops for the most part. Everything switches over to wartime material. That's it. Everything stops. There's no, we're not buying things from China anymore if they attack us. They're going to lose $500 billion a year in exports to us. All just, I mean, flick of a wrist. Probably never to get them back again. And quite frankly, they've been covertly taking over huge Hollywood studios out in California and buying up huge swaths of land with real estate for years now. They're going to do a soft take over the United States, at least in the West Coast. That's why, in my personal opinion, why California has been disarmed so slowly over there on the West Coast, because they don't want the population in California to finally wake up one morning and realize, wow, we've been had. We need to take a call to arms and basically take back our state. And they're going to go, wait a minute, we don't have any arms. We have muzzle loaders and double barrel shotguns. This is going to be quite ineffective. We're basically back to, you know, pre-1800 firepower now. Okay, good job with a revolution on that aspect. That's why they've done it over there. That's why California's been the mock-up for that. But Dad's absolutely right with everything that's going on right now. I mean, like, I saw the article today. They said how this is now on Wednesday, as of 2 days from today, it'll be the second longest government shutdown in U.S. history. By day 21, which will basically be on Friday or Saturday, that'll be tied for the longest government shutdown, which was Clinton and Newt Gingrich. The thing about this is now, instead of looking this as an aspect of, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's shut down, we just all need to take a step back and say, good riddance. You know what this means? It's time to be more self-sufficient, and it's time to make a stand for something. I've seen so many things on the mainstream media. That's all they want to do. All day, every day, this like this circus clown act. The government shut down. What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow? It's all about generating fear and negative energy. That's why they do it. You got to take a step back and say, why do we really care? Do we really absolutely have to rely on the government that much? I've seen a lot of places now all over the country. They've actually had donors and supporters and volunteers come in to keep stuff open, such as national parks and stuff like that. We have to start reaching a point. And I've talked about this so many times on the show, but this is a really a perfect example of why we have to start becoming self-sufficient as a person, as a family, as a neighborhood, as a city, as a state, as a country. This ideology that we have now in this country, basically the government's going to be our big fat babysitter and feed us a bottle and change our dirty diapers, and we don't need to do anything our entire life because they're going to supply everything for us, whether it be health care, whether it be tuition, whether it be our jobs, whether it be our Social Security, everything now. A majority of people are completely reliant on the United States government for just about everything. Once you reach that point, you do understand that the government owns you. You are their slave. You're their do boy. Because at any point in time, they want you to do something. They say, hey, these funds aren't going to be available anymore. We need you to do this or we need you to do that. And you go, yes, master, whatever you want, master. I'll do it right now. Just give me my check. That's what you do. That's what happens when the government owns you. So this is a perfect example of why it's so important to maintain self-sufficiency. Have water. Have water filtration. Have distillers. Have multiple backups. Have food. Have a food bucket. Have MREs. Have canned food. Have dried food. Have food bars. Have things on backup. Have different aspects on how to be totally and completely self-reliant if there is no infrastructure around you. That's how we have to start acting now, because until the United States actually clicks that in their head and we get out of this normalcy bias where we think everything's okay, everything's fantastic, we'll just sit back and enjoy our Dancing with the Stars every night and watch CNN afterwards to find out about the new clown media circus act that's going on. It'll be fine. We just need to watch that. You have to wake up out of our slumber. We only need about 10% of the population. If we got 10% of the population, which would be over 30 million people, which is not that much considering how big this country is, and we got a strong patriot group together, we could very easily say, listen, this isn't okay with us anymore. This is what we need to start doing. This is what we want to be represented. We are the people, and we need a government by the people, for the people. This whole thing we have now, all this stuff that I've seen for the last week, has honestly, guys, it's been an embarrassment to me as an American. I'm watching all these people that from these hardcore leftists get elected, scarily enough, some of them, whether or not they were elected, elected organically or whether or not it was elections were hacked. I don't know. But they were so, seeing some of these photos were so embarrassing. Even Democratic Virginia Representative Jenner Wexon, I saw this the other day, as soon as she got sworn into office last week, she put up a big, giant transgender flag outside of her office. That's what she put in our office. Big, giant transgender flag. Because she's proud, because her son basically is openly transgender now, and that's what she wants to support. Guys, if we continue to just sit back and say, oh, well, you know, we'll do something about it next year, we'll do something about it next year. This is what I told everybody on the Hagmann Show last Friday, and I'll repeat this real quickly, my short synopsis of it. We have the first thing you can do right now, right this very second, is start becoming self-sufficient. Right there, what I outlined a few minutes ago, food, water, clothing, shelter, ammunition, protection, security, you name it, scratch it on the list and write it down and start working on it. That's the first thing, because until we're self-sufficient, you can never break away from tyrannical bondage. You can't, because you can't live on your own, because you're still based off what the government gives you. Secondly, stop supporting any entity that goes against your biblical, Christian, constitutional, patriot beliefs. Why I mean like that? Don't go to Starbucks and pay them $7 for a Bobo transgender Frappuccino or whatever new name they want to come out with this week, because Starbucks blatantly supports abortion. They blatantly support transgender ideology. They blatantly are anti-Second Amendment. They're super against free speech. Don't support them. Same thing with movies. Same thing with other companies. If you know a company that you like, do research and find out what they're on. Find out what they're about and find out what they support. Don't continue to feed the machine that's repeatedly enslaving you over and over and over again. Those are things that you can start doing right now. And then thirdly, start going in and spreading the truth, spreading the word. What's going on right now? What you see, what you hear, what you know to be the truth. Forward our radio show. I send it out on the newsletter every single day so people can afford it easy. Wake more people up. The more people that become self-sufficient, that in turn become more people that don't give money to the giant beast that goes against our biblical beliefs, that in turn completely get ready and awake and prepared and know the truth, that pushes closer to our goal and what we can do. But we have to start doing that together now, because until we start coming together and becoming self-sufficient and stop supporting the beast and start waking up, nothing's going to change at all. We can all pretend it. We can all scream it. We can have a radio show every day. We can do everything we want to do, but nothing's going to change. As Dad said earlier, the topics that are really going on have to get exposed in the light, like the cockroaches that they are, like the Federal Reserve, like the Afghanistan heroin, like all the things, the 41 million children that were aborted globally last year. Topics like that need to get brought up on a regular basis. Those topics wake people up out of their slumber, Dad. And that is exactly why we keep doing this show, and I'm right there with you. We're going to keep doing this show until we no longer can keep doing this show, and I pray that time is never going to happen, because we're going to be keep pushing through by the blessings of God Almighty, Dad.
Well, you know, guys, it's just, here's the thing. You know, so many of you have sent me emails, and you go, we're getting our vitamins from you. We refuse to support other websites that sell supplements that basically these guys aren't Christians. And my response is simply this, thank you. Because I'm not going to do it either. I don't support these guys anymore. Also, I turn off my cable TV. I don't have cable in my house anymore. I mean, I have an antenna. It's free. I like it. I don't have to pay an extra whatever, $100 a month or $200 a month for stupid cable TV that I didn't watch anyhow. I mean, I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to feed the beast. And you know, and so when you say you want to support us and you do, thank you. God, I love you for that, guys. You guys are awesome, and I pray for you guys every day too. Yep. And I've got so many of them. I had one guy had a request. He's out of the Ukraine. He had a request this morning, you know, about our website, about increasing our website and stuff like that and making it better. And I immediately contacted our webmaster and I said, fix it. Fix it. Why? Because I'm not going to be that guy. So, you guys know me. Those of you who have my personal email address and my personal phone numbers and my personal home and all that kind of stuff, when you call me, when you text me, I call you right back. I text you right back. I do what I say I'm going to do. And again, I'm going to say this again because it's something that I shouldn't even have to repeat, but I'm going to repeat it anyhow, is that I really am this way, and so is Austin. Now, you can love us or hate us or whatever, but we're not going to be a phony. Some guys get on alternative talk shows, and you find out later it's an act. It's all a stinking act. I'm not going to get dressed up with a clown nose on and be on YouTube and say, look at me, I'm an actor. I'm not going to do that. This is the real deal with us. I am not going to pretend that I'm something that I'm not. I have never done that. I never will do that. Because it doesn't make any difference to me. Either, here's how I look at it. I'm going to say this again. God's will done God's way never, ever, ever lacks God's support. And guys, it's the truth. And I want to thank you guys for supporting us like you have at Health Masters. By the way, killer herpes isn't stopping these monkeys from mating. And yep, they are in Florida and they have herpes that can be fatal to humans. And these guys could double their population by 2022. These are feral monkeys, hundreds of them in Silver Spring State Park in Central Florida's Marion County. There's also a colony of these monkeys in Puerto Rico. And these guys like to mate and they have herpes and it can be absolutely deadly to human beings. I mean, so far the researchers have documented 50 cases of the monkey bee virus spreading to humans, with many of these proving fatal. I mean, this is some bad stuff. So, to me, I know that this is politically incorrect. I got this. This is what 12-gauge shotguns are for. You got a bunch of feral monkeys that are infected with herpes. Just go in there with some doggone hazmat stuff on so you don't get splattered with blood. These things are not indigenous to Florida. They were brought here and put here when Silver Springs was filming Tarzan, if you can believe all that, because they thought it'd be kind of cool having monkeys in the trees when they were having glass bottom boat rides. Guys, these things also carry AIDS. They carry Ebola. These things carry a lot of junk, and we don't need to have non-indigenous species running around. You say, I can't believe he said get a shotgun. Well, then use a trap. Use a trap. If you don't want a shotgun, use a trap. Hope the doggone thing doesn't spit on you when you get him in the trap and haul him back to Africa. Why don't you do that if you prefer to do that? But get this stuff out of the States where you have a lot of people who are basically in those areas that are being exposed to these things. In fact, contact with these wild animals can be unbelievably dangerous. Here's another article. Contact with wild monkeys and apes put humans at a risk of diseases like the deadly Ebola virus. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that can be spread from these animals to humans on an ongoing basis, and we don't need to be doing it. It's like you know, dealing with animals that have fleas and ticks and all that. If you're going to have animals in the house, and I've had them in the house before, you need to make sure you keep your doggone animals clean and you don't allow them to be spreading stuff and diseases to your children, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, the person I mentioned earlier, this is freshman Representative Alexandra Cortez, who, by the way, is now converted to Judaism, recommends 70% tax on the wealthy to fund the Green New Deal as she holds up a picture of Karl Marx. I don't even know what to say about this. It's just unbelievable to me. German right-wing party, the ADF, threatens to exit the EU if Islamization of Europe continues. The mayor, listen to this one, you love this one, the mayor of a Mexican town was assassinated during his first day of office. I mean, these guys are coming in, and these cartels are coming in and killing them as they speak. And by the way, Enron was in California with electricity rates. Here we go. California electricity rates to double under a new scam aimed at changing your behavior. You use too much power. If you use your electric toothbrush and you charge it too much, we're going to make you charge more power. We're not going to do it. If you don't want to take a cold shower, you better not tell anybody. But if you want to take a cold shower, we're going to be basically mean to you. It's all part of this social compliance nonsense that they're doing to the people in China. It's coming here, guys. California electric rates are set to double as utilities will charge and change their billing to charge more through time of use rates during peak hours from 4 to 9 p.m. When people are home from work and want their AC turned on or whatever, or the heat turned on, California's passed laws to use 100% renewables by 2045, regardless of the cost to the consumer, terminating all traditional sources of electricity and gasoline in favor of wind and solar, which are intermittent and do not allow everyone to use electricity at the same time. So they're going to make sure if you want to take a hot shower in those time periods, you better watch out. By the way, the United Nations Secretary General confesses he has no knowledge and is ignorant on the known dangers of 5G, though he continues to push this agenda. And finally, the Parkland shooting school official, disgraced deputy, who basically refused to go in, who covered for the sheriff's son assault, keeps a $100,000 pension. I'm going to read this one. This is going to take about 30 seconds. Broward County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson, 55, is now retired and receiving a full pension of more than $100,000 a year. And you wonder why all these cities are broke. Despite his act of cowardice in refusing to confront Eric Cruz, who wasn't even doing anything, I'm going to say that on record, who was accused of shooting and killing 17 people, they can't prove it, at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day 2018. Critics say that Sheriff Israel granted Deputy Peterson a political favor by not firing him and allowing him to keep his $100,000 a year pension in exchange, listen to this, for protecting his son from prosecution on a sexual assault homosexual crime. Now, you heard what I just said. Real Clear investigation claims that the 2014 school incident shows that Sheriff Scott Israel's son, Brett, was 17 when he assisted in a homosexual sexual assault against a 14-year-old at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Deputy Peterson, instead of referring the assault case for criminal prosecution, called for Sheriff Israel's son to be suspended from school for 3 days under the Obama Promise program that protects students from the consequences of their actions, including serious homosexual assault crimes. Guys, they are and you get so fed up with doing this stuff because these people are so corrupt that he gives a guy a $100,000 pension, Austin, and doesn't fire him for extreme cowardice. Why? Because he kept his son from being prosecuted under Obama's program. I don't even know what to say about any of this stuff. This is a bunch of sicko, weirdo stuff that never ceases to amaze me. Guys, been a fired-up day on the show today. I love you. I appreciate it. I had the opportunity to pray for you. I hope you guys had a blessed weekend. I want you to know something. I love doing this show with you guys. And I love your emails. I love your texts. I love your phone calls. You guys rock the planet. And quite frankly, thank you for your support. I mean, if you weren't supporting Health Masters, some of you are still, you know, giving $5 or $10 or $100 or whatever to Health Masters as a gift, as a donation to pay for the show, thank you. That's all I can say is thank you. One lady a few weeks ago gave us $600. Thank you. I appreciate every single thing that you guys do and every one of you. I love you guys. You guys rock the planet. And it's my pleasure and my privilege to pray for you every day. God bless you guys. I'll let Austin finish up. Austin, I'll do the write-up. God bless you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Oh, absolutely. Then we have a lot of customers that have supported us. I had another customer from Ann from North Carolina. She's been a great customer, a big listener, trying to really help wake people up and push the show like I talked about earlier. You know, she gave us a small donation this morning that was really, you know, really helpful significantly. And these are things, you know, everything we're trying to do right now is just wake people up. Like I said earlier, becoming more self-sufficient, becoming in better health, becoming in better shape. Because that's the thing that a lot of people fail to realize is this is all encompassed. It's not just one thing or another. You have to have all of it going on. You have to be in really good health. You have to have good energy. You have to have mental clarity. You have to be self-sufficient. You have to be awake on everything that's going on right now. All these different things have to go together, because if you have one but not the other ones, you're kind of lost. You haven't really quite figured it out yet. And once you start figuring all this out, everything starts coming together in a mesh, and it just meshes together and it clicks, and you go, wow, this is what this feels like. This is what we have to do. This is how we have to do it. And that's just what we're trying to do right now, guys. So I appreciate all the support. Thank you so much for the emails over the weekend. Had a blast on the Hagmann Show on Friday night. We joked around a lot. We had a lot of good info, though, as well. It was one of those shows. We were all in a wild mood on Friday night, so it was a good time. And we're just doing the best we can, so we really appreciate the support. I went out to lunch yesterday with my wife. You know, before we took the kids to church, and we went out to lunch, and saw an individual, Riley, who's actually real good friends. I think he's cousins of another listener, Brad. And he goes, hey, man, we were at lunch. He's like, hey, I love the show, man. I'm a listener. And it was just like, you know, wow, thank you. You know, I appreciate that. You know, just seeing people and talking to people and knowing that people are hearing it and knowing that people are getting it out there just makes it that much better. And that's what we have to continue to do, because it grows exponentially when we do that. You guys understand? It's like when something goes viral on the internet.
you know, and five people see it and they click on it, and 10 people see that they clicked on it and they click on it, and 20 people see that they clicked on it, and all of a sudden it starts growing 20, 50, 100, 500, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000. And so it continues to grow, and that's what we have to start doing, is sparking that in the Patriot Christian community and understanding that there's so much going on right now, and some of it is pertinent. Some of it is, you know, we got to realize, like IRS, they're not going to be cutting checks. Of course not. I mean, that's rough. I mean, I won't be getting a tax return anytime soon, but to me, that's something that we have to realize. It may, even though it's completely illegal, they take our money and they're not giving us interest on it. I'm not even going to go into that right now, because that's just going to go, I'm just going to go in a tirade with the Federal Reserve and the IRS. So I'll just refrain from that. But we have to realize that right now, shutting everything down and pushing this symbolic gesture of pushing a wall in, if we don't do this right now, guys, Trump's going to look like a bumbling buffoon. Straight up. If he completely capitulates on this and gives them what they want and we don't get a border wall, he's going to look like a buffoon. And there's a lot of things he's done wrong that I don't agree with, but a lot of things he's done right. But one thing that he cannot compromise on right now is this wall, because if he does, it literally will take all the respect from our entire Republican patriot side. Well, not all Republicans are patriots, put it that way, but our patriot constitutional side, we're going to look like a laughingstock. We're going to look like a complete and total laughingstock, and that's not something we can allow to happen right now. So buckle your seatbelts, get your big boy pants on, get your plate carrier ready, be on standby for anything that could and may occur at any time, including having water and food ready at hand and being completely self-sufficient, and sit back and do what you need to do to keep things rolling on your end. That's why I always tell people it's good to have a little bit of a farm, you know, on your property. Even if you don't have a ton of property, there's still a lot of stuff you can grow. Avocados being one of those that I love down here in Florida. Obviously, you can't grow those up north all the time unless you have a greenhouse, but avocados are great. They're loaded with fat. I mean, you can have beans and rice stored up, which I do. I have a small amount of beans and rice stored up for the family, dried. And you cook beans and rice, throw some salt on it, throw some avocado on it. You got yourself a really, really clean zone meal that pretty much meets every criteria, and that's just something, you know, to think about. But guys, we appreciate all the support. If you need anything, you guys know where to get a hold of us, healthmasters.com. Thank you for forwarding the show to everybody and signing up for the weekly newsletter so we can keep this thing going and really try to make a difference with everything that's going on right now. If you guys didn't hear the Hagmann Show on Friday, I have the Ultimate Multiple on sale for over 25% off. Wanted to do a huge blast on it to really kickstart the new year for everybody that wanted to start doing what they need to do to get in better shape. On sale for 2019, so start the new year off right. Ultimate Multiple 2019, that's over 25% off. And the prostate support is back in stock. We were a little short-staffed today, so we're doing our best to get all our orders out as quickly as possible. So to let everybody know that ahead of time, but we will be, everything will be going back tomorrow as best it can. We've had a little issues, we had to glitch out. So thank you for all the support. We also have the shaker bottles, the BPA free shaker bottles on the website as well now. I've had a lot of people asking for those, for the protein shakes that we constantly have. Instead of buying them from another company, we figured we would just make them and have shaker bottle make them for us, and they're really good. They got the ball in them, they're ready to go. So those are on the website too right now at healthmasters.com. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. Keep up the good fight. Stay positive. Stay focused. And do what we have to do to keep this rolling like we have to keep it rolling, guys. You have a blessed, safe night. Stay frosty. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.